The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 24th of July, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in this morning, getting up or getting ready as you get ready to start your busy day. Right here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way back, well, sometime today. It's not like it's, you know, a two-day journey. It's past Weed where they're at. So it takes her like an hour and a half to get home. And Buford can't wait. He can't wait because I feed Buford. He loves duck meat. You can buy it in the cans. He loves it. Doesn't like salmon. And, but duck meat, yeah. So he gets some of that mixed in with his kibble. And I take the juice from the duck meat and just put it on the kibble. Linda is a little more elaborate. She puts the duck meat in, but she warms the duck meat. And then she puts cheese in it. You know, shredded cheese. And then beef broth to put in the kibble. And, but I think we have this contest about, okay, whose food does he eat all the food? And so far, he's eating all the food that I'm providing. It's more of a basic diet as opposed to all the frivolities that Linda adds. So but he follows her around the house all the time. And he sees me and he looks at me, judges me, and he moves on. So Linda's home today. So good morning, everybody. How are you today, Davey?
Hey, good morning. I'm waking up.
Well, you know what? Hey, if you've ever wanted to be a producer part-time, now's the time to sign up. Our last producer got a full-time job. Philip, I think, is he going to be here for baseball, or is he going to be here for this weekend?
I'm going to cover the baseball games.
Okay, but is he going to be here this week? He said he could cover like that. Okay, so
he could, but I offered to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
But if you're looking, you know, you're retired, but you can handle computers, you're not afraid of a little pressure. It's not a lot of pressure, but it's a little pressure. And you'd like to come here and work with us and our KCNR family, you can give us a call at 530-605-4565 or 66 or 67, didn't make any difference, and talk to David. And if Dave's not here, we'll take a message and take your number and he'll get back to you and can talk to you about the job. And that's if you're interested. We're covered. I just like to have another producer, two solid ones, or two ones working all the shifts, but to have a third one there that could work in the evenings and things like that. This is the new one. This is the same as the one from yesterday. You gave me one already. It's exactly the same. Somebody gave me one.
That fire is not growing, or?
No, I've got it. I'm just confused again. Okay, hey, so what national day is it today?
Well, it's National Drive-Thru Day. Since the 1930s, we've been enjoying drive-thru food.
1930s?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
And I'm a little confused, but In-N-Out drive-thru is going to, the headquarters is staying?
No. It's moving. They're going to have part of their headquarters down in Southern California someplace. In the original town that it started in 1948, but the main headquarters with the owner and the main headquarters is moving to Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay.
This would be the California division of it. And Tennessee, there's no in and outs east of the Mississippi because their warehouses are in Texas, but they figure they can reach Tennessee without a problem. So they're going to start opening in and outs in Tennessee also, which makes my sister and brother-in-law very happy. Because when they came out to visit us and, several years ago, the first thing they wanted to do was get an In-N-Out burger. And I said, why? Why In-N-Out? Because they'd heard about In-N-Out. And so we went to In-N-Out and they were pleasantly surprised that it was as advertised. Okay. But it's still a big, you know what? It's a big slap in the face to Newsom in the government to have In-N-Out after 77 years, move away from their home state because, as she said, it's not a good place to raise kids, nor is it a healthy business climate. Now, if that doesn't wake you up, you know, it's one thing Musk leave and, a lot of the Hollywood industry has left and they're trying to, attract it back with even bigger tax breaks. But, people can get their movies done a lot cheaper and still it's the same quality in New Mexico, Texas, Georgia, Carolinas, these. So it's going to happen. And Texas is putting a real push out to get Hollywood studios into Texas, into the Austin area and other places, to be able to do all your filming and, just all the production work, which is really, the big thing in it. You can film a movie, I guess, in what, 60 to 90 days, but then it's another close to a year before you can get, before it's ready to go out into the public. Because of all the editing and all the special effects and all that stuff. And, of course, that depends on what kind of movie it is, too. So, hey, today a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 o'clock today, a high near 94. 30% chance of showers tonight, and a low around 67. Tomorrow, chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., and a high of 92. Okay, showers, we love showers. Thunderstorms, we're not crazy about because it means lightning. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Saturday, sunny with a high near 90. And then it starts going up. But it doesn't hit the triple digits all the way through next Wednesday. So it's going to be, we'll have to see what happens tonight, today, and then and tomorrow. And then it clears up. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, family-owned business. Third generation of the Kinney family is helping run Shasta Gas Propane. It's been around for almost 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They do a lot for our community. Shasta Gas Propane. They really are good people and they're honorable people. And give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, 7 years ago, the car fire kicked off. 299 around Whiskey Town, heading up toward Weaverville. A car pulling a trailer had a flat, and the rim of the trailer caused some sparks before the guy could pull over. And he pulled over, but a fire had started right there. And there's all types of stories that there were people there with a bulldozer that could have gone out, and they were calling the National Forest Service, and nothing was done. And I mean, these are all stories you hear. However, what it did end up doing was becoming the seventh largest fire in California history at that time. Now it's the ninth largest, burning 230,000 acres and costing $1.65 billion. That was 2018 dollars, so it's probably more now, including $1.5 billion in insured losses and more than $158 million in suppression cost. they had over at its height, the fire engaged as many as 4,000, almost 4,800 personnel from multiple agencies. Burnt, let me see, 1,604 structures, and I believe eight people were killed during this, and including right down here in town. If you remember, were you here back then? Okay.
Yeah.
They had to evacuate over 38,000 people in Redding, Summit City, Keswick, Lewiston, Shasta Lake City, Igo, Ono, and French Gulch, and eight people died, including fireman Jeremy Stokes. So, and I think we all remember that. I mean, we're downtown Redding, and we're watching the fire. I've still got photos that, you know, it looks like the fire's right down the street. Of course, it wasn't. But if it had jumped Bonaventura, the chief told me back then, if it had jumped Bonaventura, they would have evacuated downtown Redding, where I live. And so when we were watching the fires, and you know, because how could you not watch them? The sky was just red. And the thing I really remember, and I'm sure other people remember, got to take a break, two Great Danes ran down the street and stopped in our driveway. Because a lot of us were out watching, you know, looking at this. Two Great Danes nobody had ever seen before came running in. And they hung around for a little bit, and then they took off. So we don't know where they came from, because at that point it had gone into Sunset Terrace. And I called my friend and I said, hey, the fire's coming in your direction. He goes, yeah, my fence is on fire. Gotta go. His fence was on fire. Now, he lives in a cul-de-sac, and Ted's house, he lived next to a retired firefighter who had hoses. And he, retired firefighter, watered down his own house, but he also watered down, you know, kept water going on Ted's house. Those two houses were the only ones in that cul-de-sac that survived. The rest of them burnt down. He had his trees, half of his trees were burnt from the heat. We got to take a break. We come back. I've got a story of other friends. And what happened, and when the fire was heading into the firenado, it was going, and when it jumped the sack. So we're going to take a quick break. If you have memories of the fire, want to share them, just give us a call, 530-605-4567, and share to us what the fire, were you in the fire? Did you lose your home? And did you, were you evacuated? The car fire was, it came into our city. And nobody expected that. But, and now, I guess the questions will be is, what have they done to harden that whole area out there? So that if something did start, is there, have they done things, the city done things to make it a lot more difficult for a fire to reach Sunset Terrace or Mary's Lake or that whole area out there? Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45 baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big?
Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today.
Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindabot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 24th of July, 7 years ago, eight years ago. A car firefighter in the Lake Redding area. The French Gulch, we have friends out there. When they were told to evacuate, our friend stayed to put water on his house, and he ends up saving probably 7 houses out there by running back and forth and putting out little small fires until the Cal Fire shows up and started backfires and was there, dropped off hoses, the big hoses, that could help fight it. But to this day, my friend who saved those houses, and somebody even drew up an oil portrait of him, is still bothers him. He's talking about PTSD. He's sitting on a chaise lounge, kind of listening. He thought he heard this roaring sound, thinking it was, planes coming over and dumping, retarding. He's going, yay, yay, and he looks up. No, the fire was coming down the valley. Luckily, made a right turn into another valley or everything they had. He would have kind of had gone the back way out of French Gulch to try and get away if he ever would have gotten away. So, car fire. We'll never forget that. Jeremy Stoke was killed in one of the neighborhoods. And I'd read that it was the firenado had picked up his truck and just smashed it. So, it hurts. And, and his son, by the way, became a fireman. Is that cool? Yeah, carry on, Dad. Today, the Green Fire near Shasta Lake has burned 19,000 acres and is 60% contained, a lot like yesterday. Butler Fire, 18,000 acres, 6% contained. So not a lot of new stuff as far as fires go. Wow. Yeah. So, okay, how about a little bit better news? Amazon is closer to opening the Reading plant. When's the distribution center going to open? Moved a step closer with news. Escrow closed on the property in Stillwater Business Park. And EDC President Rebecca Barr said a groundbreaking is planned for August 13th. Well, Rebecca's going to be on the show Monday. And we're going to have, we'll be able to talk to her about all these things that are happening around here. Plus another couple programs that they have going. So she'll be on Monday at 8 o'clock. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for your show as always. And thanks for not letting us forget about things like the car fire. What stands out to me most, I think, about the car fire in thinking back is the couple of, well, first of all, the policy of the fact that it started on national land and that there were people that could have put it out and they wouldn't let them because it was against the law, against their rules. I'm not sure if that's been changed, but I think that needs to be changed. And the fact that it's never been focused on kind of bothers me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then the second thing that stands out to me most, I think, is how none of the insurance companies, none of the homeowners insurance companies went after the federal government for allowing this fire to start on their land and burn out of control and end up losing so many houses. I think that's what stands out to me the most.
I think the way we, you know, you heard so many things then, Robert. Like, that fire had started and they'd had a chance, if they'd hit it right then, they could have, you know, ended the fire. I will say is that the way that they fight fires now is different than it was 8 years ago. When now, if there's smoke and, reported fires and they see smoke, you'll see helicopters or planes in the air going after it. And they don't, you know, they want to hit it right at the beginning, which is kind of what you would think they would do, but they didn't in the car fire and a couple other fires. Because remember, after that, then we had the Paradise Fire, and you know it just roared through that valley like that. But I agree with you. You know, there's got to be some way of, you know, there's got to be, you know, the way to, you know, to fight the fire. As soon as they see it, they, you know, try and get as much air on it as possible, because you can get air up quicker and get it to areas a lot quicker and start doing damage to the fire. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're really, really fast. We're really quick to hold PG&E accountable for a fire that begins as a result of their electrical lines and sue them and force them,
yeah,
to pay whatever amount of reparations, but somehow that never gets done with the federal or state government.
Yeah.
If a fire starts on their property, whatever it destroys, it's just, well, it just happened. So it's interesting.
Do you remember the Lassen Park fire where they were doing the controlled burn in,
yep,
in the windy days, and they lost control of that and it burnt, gosh, I don't forget how many thousands of acres. And I don't know, was anybody ever held responsible for that?
Yeah, that's what stands out to me most.
Yeah.
That our authorities are never held responsible.
Yeah.
You know, if you are all private citizens or private businesses are, you know, they're the worst in the world. The elected officials get on the TV and they talk about how rotten they are and how neglectful they are. But somehow when it's the federal government or the state government, oh, well, it's just accidental. There's nothing we could do about that.
An act of God.
No.
An act of God.
No. You decide what the rules are on that property. And so when something happens and it burns and burns down however many thousand houses in Reading, you should be responsible for it. You should have to pay for it. And then I think our insurance companies wouldn't be fleeing California.
Yeah, because, you know, it's so much cause and effect, and that's a good point you made, and we've got to take a break here. But because,
yep,
of all the fire damage that we've had, people lost their insurance, and look at Pacific Palisades. Some people had their fire insurance canceled like 2 weeks before the Pacific Palisade fire, and it was just a matter of time. Try to get fire insurance anywhere out in, you know, even Palo Cedro. It's difficult to get it. And people living in downtown Sacramento, out in the suburbs, they're having their fire insurance canceled. So, yeah, it's all interconnected. And I think you're right. If they had held somebody responsible, and if you hold the state and say, hey, look, it's because of what you did, or the feds, it's because of what you didn't do in this fire, we lost 500 houses. You're on the hook to replace those houses. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got the Veterans Home with us.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Budd. Linda's back today, and so she'll be with us tomorrow. Let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State, 3 years in a row. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. Been here for over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Great selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. Super people down there owning it. Rebecca and Henry and Leonard started it, and he still works down there on Mondays, I think, just to, you know, get in there and keep his hand in the jewelry business. Good people. I'd highly recommend them. The only place that Linda and I go to buy jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm serious about that. I wouldn't go anywhere else to pick up a piece of jewelry. They've got all different kinds there. State, Native American, Old Pond. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. Okay. I'm here with Darlene McCusker.
See. Good job. You got it right.
Muy bueno. Okay. Mm-hmm. And from the Veterans Home. But first, I'm going to give away two tickets to this weekend's Leading Ladies play at the Riverfront Playhouse. You can use it on the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday of this weekend, the 25th, 26th, or 27th only. So give us a call at 530-605-4567. Score your tickets. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, sir.
I see Darlene at other times, too.
Yeah.
She is a member of our Shasta Marines group that puts on the Marine Corps ball every year.
Yep.
The whole place revolves around her. She's a secretary. Yes. Take all the notes. You send out reminders that, you know, hey, having a meeting.
Just trying to keep you guys on track.
Well, good luck with that.
I know.
And so, okay. So, the Veterans Home. What's going on?
Oh, gosh.
So
it's much
such a
stuff.
Great place.
You know, I always feel like, okay, when are
they out with a bunch of horses the other day?
Yes. The horses came out. And we're getting them again on August 1st, but from Exodus Horse Ranch. They come out, and sometimes they bring dogs. I've seen a goat. But the residents really enjoy it.
Can we bring our horse out there?
I don't know. You can call Lisa. I can give you her phone number when we're done.
And people could come up and pet her. And
yeah, I'm not sure. I don't
kind of
plan the
she's
activities.
Pretty. She's pretty.
I bet she is.
Yep.
I bet she is. We have all kinds of things going on. I keep thinking that events and stuff are going to slow down, but it doesn't slow down. We're just busy all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Just this month, we've had July 2nd, the wonderful Reading Elks Lodge. They support our home every single month. Usually they sponsor the monthly birthday party where we celebrate residents who are having a birthday.
Reading Elks. Really? Okay.
Shout out to Reading Elks. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Ralph and Sherry Davis are the ones who contact us, and
so
they're amazing.
So for your lunch, you have a lunch every month for a birthday, or you have individual birthday things?
It's an afternoon party at like 2, and there's usually music, and the residents all get birthday cards, and there's cake and refreshments and all that. And the Reading Elks usually sponsors that, which is really nice.
Linda loved going out there singing. I guess there's already plans for her to be back for Christmas.
Oh.
Be out there for Christmas show.
Christmas is a fun
time. She and
time,
Pat,
huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, she's
good,
her Christmas costumes.
Yeah, and we love Pat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they spent
Pat Karsh's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Pat.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
I had to find him. He was driving around getting lunch and dinner at places.
Lucky him. All the birthday freebies.
So you have birthdays out there and Reading Elks. Thanks, Reading Elks.
Well, and they gave us a great they sponsor a 4th of July barbecue every year. So this year they did it for residents and staff, which is a big deal because as staff, we don't use any funds, you know, no state funds go to staff. So it's rare that
for things like that
we get, you know, recognized or something like that. So it was wonderful that they included us. The staff really appreciated it. So did the residents.
Barbecue pits. You have your own barbecue pits out there?
We did it a little different this time. We made it easier on the Elks so that they could just fraternize and, you know, socialize with the residents more. So our kitchen prepared all of the residents' food, and then two gentlemen volunteered, and they barbecued for staff out front. So it was kind of a mixed thing. The kitchen took on the brunt of the work, which is awesome. We have a great director and a great food manager, Casey and Eamon. Shout out to them. They really made it work. It was the first time we'd done it like that, and it went it was very well received. So it was really really a fun day. So
they deserve it.
Hey, it was a great day.
How many people do you have? How many residents do you have out there?
I don't know the current number, but I know we can have up to 153.
So up to 153. So you've got over 100, I'm sure.
Yes, we definitely have over 100, well over 100. We have 150 rooms Three of them are couples rooms. So we have five different neighborhoods. One is skilled nursing memory care. Mm-hmm. One is skilled nursing, just regular skilled nursing. The other three are what we call residential care facilities for the elderly. And that is pretty independent. A lot of those residents still drive. Yeah. We have people who go golfing every day or, you know, go visit family or whatever. I think one gentleman is on a cross-country trip right now, just a road trip.
Is there an age limit on this thing? You have to be a certain age.
To get
age?
In? You should be 55 or older or disabled or homeless.
From what I heard is that you had kind of a younger guy in there. Like, if he's 60, he's the kid.
Yeah, he'd be a baby.
He'd be the baby.
Or she would be a baby.
Or she would be.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're a veteran, of course.
Yes, I actually thought ahead and brought the application with me today so I could speak accurately. The qualifications are 55 or older, disabled or homeless, and you were honorably discharged. You have to meet qualifications if you're a non-veteran spouse, because we do have some spouse non-veteran couples where one is a veteran and one isn't. You have to be a California resident, and you just have to be able to live harmoniously and get along with other people.
Does the so the waiting list to get into the one of your neighborhoods that is just for older people, they don't need assisted care or memory care, is about how long?
That one is typically about a year. A lot of it is the paperwork time going back and forth, because there's lots of documentation that's involved, obviously, a DD-214, birth certificate, Medicare cards, you know, all of those things come into play, and that goes back and forth with admissions, and then we invite you in for what we call a pre-admission interview, and that's where the candidate will sit down with, like, nursing staff, social work staff, maybe a doctor if they're, you know, available. And they just kind of get evaluated to make sure that they fit the neighborhood that they're trying to get into. You know, sometimes people are more, their health might be worse than they think, or it might be better than they think. But at that pre-admission interview, that's where it's determined which wait list they actually go on.
Okay. So, somebody wrote something the other day I saw, and I knew it wasn't true. They said, oh, if you go to the veteran's home, they take all of your money, you lose, you know, all your money.
That's not true.
I know it's not true.
That's not true. On the independent side, the RCFE, it's 55% of your gross monthly income. And we actually have a list, and I failed to bring that with me, of things that count as income and things that do not count as income. The other side of the home, the skilled nursing side, it is 70% of your GMI, but that's a huge bargain. If I could live on 55% or 70% of my gross monthly income, I would be one happy girl. But
because everything's provided.
Yeah, it's meals, it's electric, it's cable, it's outings, it's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's transportation to and from, doctor's appointments.
And
if
you still
needed.
Have money that you can use for other things.
Sure, you get to keep 45% or 30% or whatever. But a lot of times, because I give the tours at the home, so if somebody's interested, they can just call me, 530-224-3814, and we can set up a tour time. But a lot of times, I'm stunned that people don't know what service connection is. And service connection is a really big deal. It's not so much on the RCFE side, because it doesn't matter if you're 0% or 30% or 100%, but it does matter when the time comes, if you need skilled nursing. If you're 70% or greater disabled as rated by the VA, then you don't pay anything to live there. And that's a big deal, from 70% of your gross monthly income to zero.
And that's it for the skilled nursing side.
It only counts on the skilled nursing side.
That isn't the one that is just kind of for active seniors or may have some.
No, but our skilled nursing side, you'd be surprised how many of them are active. They come up and down the hall. They're able to interact. You know, they're not just because they need a little extra help. You know, that's all. Some of them are, you know, significantly needing help, but some of them just barely need more help. And, you know, it's not a terrible thing to be on that side, especially if you're paying $0. But nobody knows about service connection, it seems, but you would want to call Troy and his crew at the county VSO office.
Sure. Because service-connected disability, you get a stipend from the government that's non-taxable.
Right.
So I imagine that would not be able, you couldn't touch that.
Right.
Either.
I believe we don't touch that, but I don't have that list memorized. But, I mean, if you got service-connected and had additional income and weren't paying anything to live there, that's a really great deal.
No, it's more than affordable for people.
Yes.
And that's why when I see things, oh, my wife will lose her Social Security. No, that's not what happens.
Yeah.
You need to talk to somebody down there at the Veterans Home.
Yeah, they can call admissions anytime with those questions. Their number is 224-3800.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. We're here with Darlene McCusker, and we are from the Veterans Home. So many great things about the Veterans Home. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a procedure called the Watchman. And if you are on blood thinners, this can take the place of blood thinners. It's a minimally invasive heart procedure. They run it up to your artery. Is about the size of a very thin quarter, goes onto your heart up into that valve area so that you will not have to take blood thinners again. And more than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchmen. Go to the, and Shasta Regional, this is one of the cutting edge technologies they have, along with their lung screening and the TAVR valve replacement and the, you know, Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They are on top of everything that's going on. Just go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. And we'll be right back with the Reading Veterans Home.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final draw. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I am so glad I wasn't successful at yesterday. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm here with Darlene McCusker. From the... You're not... She's
I don't
not
think I'm
on.
Oh, there
she's
it
not
is.
Turned on. There yeah, you are now. Uh-huh. You have one job. Okay. Anyway. Well, so we talked about the requirements to get in, mm-hmm. and we talked about some of the events. Mm-hmm. We see the... your guys are... You've got a shuttle.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
You guys are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Baseball games, mm-hmm. rodeos, at the yes. Marine Corps Ball this year.
Yep.
Again.
Yes. We have all kinds of stuff going on. Our activities group is, Mark couldn't be here today, but.
Yeah.
I love those guys. They're so, so, so good. They're always thinking of new and fun and creative things for us to do. Just this week on, I think it was Tuesday, Le Vineyard Farms came out and she mm-hmm. did a soap making class. And that was well attended, and all the residents, I haven't posted it on Facebook yet, but the residents got to make soap and pick their seeds and scents and stuff, and that was a big hit. And then yesterday, Jack Potter from the Rancheria came out with some dancers, and Dakota Popejoy from Reading Now was out there, and they had different dancers, and they did some Native American dancing, and Jack told some stories about how important women are in their, culture.
It's many of the Indian cultures, yeah. Native American cultures are matriarchal.
Yes, and it was nice to hear. It was nice to hear. The Which residents is, really liked it. That was a really well attended event.
Do you think that's why resulted in, no, never mind. I couldn't pass.
I know you couldn't.
The birthdays and you've got several people. Well, I don't know now, but you used to have several people at the Veterans Home that were over 100 years old.
Yeah, we have a couple still. Mm-hmm. We just had Tom and Juliet turned 100 in April and May, and they're still around and still great. They were both at the Native American performance yesterday, uh-huh. so that was great. It's always good to see them up and out and about, and they're great.
So,
they're great. It's a lot of fun.
You use how much do volunteers help?
Volunteers are invaluable to us. We're always looking for volunteers, always. And there's so many different things they can do. We have them help. A lot of them come. We probably get four or five that come in help us do happy hour, which is on Thursdays from 2 to 3, and that pretty much is just serving drinks and
What kind of drink?
That we'll do mixed drinks or whatever. Or beer or whatnot, but you don't have to drink to be in there. You can just,
come
in and socialize. Yeah, and we usually have local musicians come in, like Linda Bott. Or
2 to 3.
Yeah, 2 to 3 on Thursdays. Yeah, it's a good time.
And do you have dancing?
People can dance if they want to. In fact, yesterday I took a great video of some of our residents and staff dancing a Native American dance with the dancers. It was really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It was really neat.
Wow.
It'll be on Facebook later.
No, I'm sure. Yep. Facebook. You've always got to be watching.
Yes. Watch your face on Facebook.
People ask me about the veterans home because they know y'all come on a regular basis mm-hmm. and that I know the people out there. And I every time I've been out there, it has been a pleasant experience.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It, the people are pleasant. They seem to be so well, I'm not going to say taken care of, but attended. In other words, mm-hmm. there's people around that are there.
Yeah.
That they the place is always sparkling clean.
Mm-hmm. We have great staff. All of our staff is really good. Several of them are veterans themselves, which is really cool. But I mean, typically it seems like no resident's needs or wants go unattended is what it seems like to me. You know, if somebody looks confused in the hallway or something, you know, the first staff member that walks by is going to be, hey, are you okay, Bob? You know, do you need any help mm-hmm. with anything? So it's just, it feels good to go to work. I've been there a little over 3 years now and it doesn't feel like work. But I have a really cool job.
Well, yeah.
I do have a really cool job.
You know, having a clinic across the, just literally across the road, is that helpful?
I'm sure it is, but we actually have two doctors, Dr. Vogus and Dr. Burset. They are in-home doctors.
So they're there to
They are there, yes.
Do they do like things, physicals, and or do you do things like
they
that?
They do, you know, anything a primary care doctor would do, and if they need to, if there's something they can't handle, then they would farm it out to the clinic across the street or Mather or, you know, Travis or wherever else they would need to go. But
And Vogus is a good guy.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He's on our Shasta Marine team.
Yeah, that guy.
Too.
That guy saved my life, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
Pneumonia. Totally. Yeah, you were in the hospital for what, 10 days?
10 days, yeah.
Wow. So see, on our Shasta Marines, we call it Shasta Marines and Friends, it's because we have friends on our committee.
Friend.
You're a friend. You're a civilian. Dr. Vogus, of course, Air Force, retired Air Force.
And Navy. He was in two different services.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He retired as a colonel from the Air Force, though.
Kicked him out of one and went in the other.
Something like that.
Something like that. We have Army. We have Army rep.
Navy.
Navy. Mm-hmm. So it's a it's an eclectic group we have. But
it's
we all get
group.
Together and start. When did we start? April?
I think so.
April.
Yeah.
And here we are. Actually, it's like we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything lined up.
Yeah, I think we're solid. It's going to be a good time.
250th birthday, my friends. And I'm going to put a photo, as we get closer, of the challenge coin that we had made especially for the Reading North State area. Because it is
one
a North State coin. It's a one-of-a-kind coin.
You can only get it there.
That will be included in the price of your ticket, which is going to be like $40.
Yep.
So, dinner, this coin, pageantry.
Pomp and circumstance.
The birthday cake.
Pipe.
Yeah, pipe and drums, marching in the colors, all that. All for that at Wind River. But we can only take about 350 people, and we usually have right around 300. So with this being the 250th and more people knowing about it, and tickets go on sale around the beginning of September on Eventbrite, I'd hop on those right away.
Mm-hmm. If you want a good viewing position.
Yeah,
you
because
get a good table.
And even with the camera, I'm trying to work the cameras a different way so people can, if they are further back, they can still see the whole ceremony, which is important.
There's not really any bad seats in there.
Well, there's not.
It's
anyway,
a fun time.
How do people get a hold of you, and if they want to talk more about the Veterans Home?
My phone number is 530-224-3814. If they're interested in volunteering or sponsoring an event or any donations of stuff or funds to sponsor an event, it would be Jackie at 224-3828.
Cool. Thanks, Darlene.
Thank you for
having
me.
Hey, we come back, we got Alan Long, supervisor of Shasta County, joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is pursuing the origins of the Russia collusion hoax, and some high-ranking Obama administration officials, including the former president himself, the target of some serious allegations.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard Wednesday released a previously classified House report, her second such disclosure after accusing the intelligence community of a, quote, treasonous conspiracy in its review of foreign influence in the 2016 election.
President Obama directed an intelligence community assessment to be created to further this contrived false narrative.
The report, a 2020 product from the House Intelligence Committee, casts doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's interest in the 2016 election and his desire to aid President Trump in the contest. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former President Obama's office calls the allegations against Mr. Obama bizarre and ridiculous, and a distraction. A recent appeals court ruling opens the door to private contractors overseeing federal illegal immigration detention centers.
Judges issued a 2-1 ruling to overturn the New Jersey ban, which means CoreCivic can continue operating the state's Elizabeth Detention Center. CoreCivic is facing a similar battle in Kansas after the company was blocked from housing illegal immigrants in ICE custody. The ruling comes as the Trump administration seeks to crack down on illegal immigration, and some have suggested privatizing federal immigration immigration detentions will help increase the speed of removals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific confirm they're talking about merging. It would create a huge railroad linking the East and the West Coasts. But the question is, would federal regulators approve the merger? Shares of United Health Group slipping after the healthcare giant confirmed it is the subject of a Department of Justice investigation. On Wall Street, stocks are currently mixed. The Dow lower, the Nasdaq, the S&P a bit higher. News from townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
President Trump has a plan for maintaining America's edge in AI. Part of the strategy focuses on curbing political bias in artificial intelligence technology.
President Trump's AI action plan outlines more than 90 policy actions, including sweeping aside regulatory hurdles to build new data centers. The administration is also pledging to eradicate what it calls ideological bias, Mr. Trump saying America...
It's been a bumpy ride of late for electric vehicle maker Tesla.
Sales and profits dropped sharply again in the latest quarter for the third quarter in a row. The car company has faced boycotts for months. Revenue dropped 12% and profits slumped 16% as buyers continued to stay away. Quarterly profits at the electric vehicle battery and robotics company fell to $1.17 billion. That's down from $1.4 billion. Revenue fell from $25.5 billion to $22.5 billion, but slightly above Wall Street's forecast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three Lorain, Ohio police officers have been shot, ambushed by a heavily armed gunman who later died in an exchange of gunfire with police. Two of the officers hospitalized in serious condition, while the third said to suffer non-life-threatening injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's been in the mountains and is on her way back today. She'll be back with us tomorrow, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Davey's here. Good morning, Davey. Am I different at 8 o'clock than 7 o'clock sometimes?
Yeah. Coffee.
Yeah, there it is. Part coffee. That's it. And Buford is here. In his favorite position, laying on his back. Yeah. The dog has no shame at all. So, National Day today.
Hey, it's National, also it's National Tequila Day.
Whoa.
I always thought it sounded like tequila.
Well, you drink enough of it.
Yeah.
You drink enough of it, buddy, and that is exactly what the name is. It's just tequila, you know, and then you get into the shots and, you know, it's just,
you hear all these stories about tequila.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I don't drink much more than I used to. Okay. Let's look at the weather. Of course, it's the eighth anniversary of the car fire. We talked about that earlier this morning, gosh, for almost half an hour, about how large it was and the impact it's had on everybody around here. But today, a 30% chance of showers. What's going on? And thunderstorms after 2 p.m. with a high near about 94, a chance of showers tomorrow, clearing up on Saturday, Sunday, Saturday through Wednesday, sunny and hot. The highest it's going to get is about 98 on Tuesday. And in the evenings in the mid to high 60s. But thunderstorms and showers, got a chance of that for today and tomorrow. Showers we love. Thunderstorms we're not crazy about because what's it mean? It means lightning. And green fire is still about 19, unless this is old stuff. It probably, you know what it did? It turned over at 7 o'clock this morning. So, Dave, see if you can reach in and get an update on that, because it turns at 7 and we're already on the air at that point. See if they've got an update on this, because the one we had is from yesterday. It's 19,000 acres and 60% contained, but I think it's probably grown from there. Did we give away those two tickets?
We have not.
Oh, okay.
We have not put that out yet.
All right. I have two tickets to this great comedy, Leading Ladies, down at Riverfront Playhouse, and it's good for tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. And let me see. You have to, it's a voucher, so you have to go down a little bit before the play starts and have a, you know, turn these in, they give you your tickets. But these are free, and it's for tomorrow, or Saturday, or Sunday. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567, and get some tickets. I'm here with Alan. Oh, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been around for 30 years. They're in the third generation of the Kenny family running this business. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. These are some really fine people at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with District 2 Supervisor Alan Long. And we set this up a long time ago.
We did, yes.
Yeah. Which is why I had two people walking in today. And that was kind of on the roll getting him, because it was supposed to be somebody else. Hey, well, can this guy come in instead? I said sure, but
here we are.
Here we are. It's from the Cattlemen's Group, and he'll be on next week. This day next week.
Excellent.
So it's all going to work out.
Carl, before we start,
yes, sir.
I have to ask you about this rock, because the last time I was here, you were boarded up, and a rock had come through your window. Is this the infamous rock?
That rock is way too small. That is the KCNR weather rock.
Oh.
It's 100% right. We put it outside.
Okay.
If it's wet, it's raining. If it burns your hand, it's hot outside. And if we have it on a string and it's moving back and forth, it's windy.
It's windy.
It's 100%
accurate. Okay, I like it.
No, the other rock, I think we still – do we still have that rock? Oh, he's on the phone. If we do, I'll show it to you. But no, that was much bigger. They came through the window.
Yeah, you were all boarded up last
time. I was wondering about that baseball. Do we still have that baseball?
I have that baseball, too.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, that's in the other room. But that,
anyway,
that,
sorry.
No. No, that's our weather rock. It's been with us for, gosh, longer than most businesses have been around town. Alan.
I like it.
For people that know your name but they don't really know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my background, grew up in the Bay Area, graduated college down there at UC Berkeley.
Whoa!
Yep. True story.
UC Berkeley?
Yes.
Cameron Middleton graduated from there, too.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Bill Bears. Fellow Calgrads, Leah Tate. There's a number of Calgrads in our community.
There are, and they get crazy about the Bears. Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, the Bears would probably do better, except their whole offense, it goes to the left every play. So, I'm just kidding.
I get the joke.
Okay. So I didn't know you went to UC Berkeley.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And you went, gosh, when did you go through there?
I graduated in 1982. So I went
was
through
it kind
the,
of a strange time down there? Or I mean, was
no,
it,
no, it was.
Is it as liberal as people think it is, though?
Well, it is liberal.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, It wasn't like the 60s where they had People's Park and all the riots. And it was very, the students were very intense and very much looking to get on and get out and get with their careers. And
well, this, it strikes me as when I saw a lot of these things, anti-Semitic and all, I didn't see that at Berkeley. I mean, you see them at all these other universities. But I don't know if Berkeley was doing it too, but I didn't see it at that level that you saw at Harvard, Columbia, all these other universities.
MIT. No, I don't remember hearing Berkeley in that mix.
Neither do I. Yeah. Isn't that strange?
That is strange.
Yeah. Well, strange good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, I went through their business school and was set on becoming a CPA. So I decided kind of my senior year that wasn't going to be for me. So I graduated with a finance degree and went into banking and was a little restless. So I had a couple friends that were policemen. One was a highway patrol and one was a local police. And I thought, I'll give that a try for a few years and see where this takes me. And I never left. So
did you start with the Highway Patrol?
I started down in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Worked for two agencies and then transferred up to Redding where I spent the bulk of my career. So I spent 20 years with RPD.
Yeah, and you've got about 25 years so of law.
25 work. Years total. Total. Yes, right.
Okay. What induced you to run? Because, you know, you obviously had a successful career in law enforcement. You're retired and you're young enough, as a lot of us are, that when we get out of the military or police work that we can go on and do something else. What induced you to run for office?
I didn't like the direction that our county had been taking, and I wanted accountability for criminal activity. And to me, that was whatever I can do to have a voice to get a new jail facility and work toward those ends. And I was concerned about fire, and I was concerned about our county government and stability and turnovers and all those kinds of things. So I thought if I can get in there and have a voice in that that mix, if you will, it's going to be good. So kind of
wanted to make a change.
Wanted to make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're with Alan Long, District 2 Supervisor, which represents Centerville, French Gulch, Igo, Keswick, Ono, Platina, and Southwestern Redding. And it says Shasta. Is that City of Shasta? It's not City of Shasta Lake.
No, Old Shasta.
Old Shasta.
Yeah.
Oh, a thriving community. Right of out. What? It's the epicenter of, well, something.
They've got good air.
It used to be.
Yes. Yeah. It's, yes.
It was the epicenter of fires for a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, now, I didn't want to say that.
No, but
it's true.
We have friends that lost. We have friends that lost their home, loved it out there so much that the people next door said, I've had it. And they bought their house that didn't get burnt so they could stay out there.
Nice.
That's how much they love it out there.
It is. And we'll go to break. I know you're going there.
Yeah. I'm kind of. Today's Thursday. So. I have to go to break.
Yes.
All right. We are going to take a break in this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've been injured at work and but you're not getting the treatment that you are supposed to get because of denials or other reasons, maybe it's time to call an expert in workers' compensation in the labor law, and that's Patrick Gorman. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, GormanLaw.com. You give him a call. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to a paralegal or anything. You're going to be talking to Patrick. He's an expert in this. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 4.5 years in Palisadro. He knows what he's talking about. You want to get back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work. But it's just not happening. You need help. And Patrick Gorman can give you that help. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. And we'll be right back with Alan Long, District 2 Supervisor.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many. to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4355. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Night at the Roxbury. That's where the producer and I bang our heads to the left. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell's been helping people since 1993. Families, veterans, seniors, business owners, she's there to help. Two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management. And who knows what's going on in the financial world? I mean, it changes day to day. What about your 401? What about your retirement plan, your retirement funds? Maybe you need somebody to take a look at it, and it's a free evaluation and review. So give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy, insurance business, and we're happy there. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with Alan Long, Second District Supervisor. Okay. There's been a number of things going on at the Board of Supervisors.
That's an understatement.
You know, I remember, believe it or not, I remember, and you might remember it too, that 2019 trying to get more than five people to observe a Board of Supervisors meeting was a big day. And then COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 5 years ago. And after COVID was over, you thought, well, maybe things will settle down. And they haven't. And to this day, you've still got
meetings that go on.
Marathon.
And on.
The longest meeting that I've been involved with in my 6 months, 7 months now, 13 and a half hours.
And people say, Carl, do you go down there? I said, no. No, I've got a business. And not only that, what am I going to do for 12 hours? Unless I could get the popcorn concession. Popcorn and the icy, you know, out there in the lobby, I can sell popcorn and ices to people.
Yeah.
You know, and, but it, what do people talk about for 13 hours, Alan?
Well, I think people have become so energized and so kind of polarized that we're experiencing a lot of different opinions in there and a lot of public comment, and which is awesome. But we talk about some agendized items that I don't think are relevant to our community and trying to better our community. So I'm trying.
Can you give us an example of that?
Chemical trails. So.
Y'all talk about chemtrails?
Yes. Yes, we agendized that, and we had a full presentation. And
you did.
We spent a considerable amount of time, and that agitates people. And the thing is, who knows if they're true or not? I don't want to weigh into that, but is that really?
Well, I'd be happy to, but I'm not.
is that really within our jurisdiction, and is it something we could change? And let's just say we were able to substantiate it was true, which we won't be able to. We
Good
never
luck.
Will. And then what would we do about it? It's not a local problem. So
yeah.
that's my goal, is to shorten the meetings back to business only in the stay in our lane in the jurisdiction that we have some control over and decision making. Let's stay in that, because there's so many issues that are really important to our community.
Absolutely.
Right now. And let's focus on those. Let's not get distracted with all the sideshow.
Chemtrails. I forgot about that one. I thought
you asked for an example.
Oh, that's a great example. The county, you know, has among other things that you got such an impact on the people here and some of the decisions, you know, the voting, all of this stuff. But in some, you know, in the business. But the thing about the latest here with going after veteran homelessness is really kind of interesting and exciting.
It is.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We had a lot of discussion as to whether we were going to base a model to reduce veteran homelessness, which is a very noble goal, and it's a very important goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about, give or take, and it changes all the time, about 80 veteran homeless in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were trying to figure out if we wanted to model off a national model, Functional Zero, I think it was called, and we ended up going with a local model, and we've got Nation's Finest and other organizations, veteran organizations.
We just done our show yesterday.
Oh, awesome. And so, wonderful folks, and they are advisors, caring, and we're working together as a team with HHSA and with the Board of Supervisors, facilitating and helping, and pushing this narrative forward to reduce homelessness among our vet population. So we're taking into a lot of community stakeholders, and there's a lot of services that are available, and we're trying to.
There are services available, and you know, and there's places you can house a number of them, but not the whole. I think there's something like 80. I think that was the last number I heard of, something like 80 veterans homeless. But here's to me, and I'm sorry, but this is just an editorial on my side, is as long as there's one homeless veteran that's looking for a home that we can help, there should never be anybody receiving money that came into this country illegally. Once we take care of our family, then we'll reach out to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Until that happens, there is no quarter in me.
We have to take our we have to take care of our veterans.
Our families. Our family is Americans here.
I agree.
Then we reach out, just like you would at home. You take care of your family, then you reach out to your neighbors.
Right. And think about the sacrifice they have done for our country, and we have to take care of them. So yeah. I was very excited with that discussion.
Good. And, when would we start seeing something on that then? I mean, a lot of times you get, okay, well, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, the committee met for about 2 months regularly, like weekly, mm-hmm, and have come up with a lot of recommendations. So it's going to be something that's implemented immediately. And Troy Payne from VSO, a veteran services officer.
Let me tell you, you got a jewel there. You know, you have a jewel in the Shasta County government. It's called the Veteran Service Office, with a couple exceptions. Well-known exceptions. We have had just splendid people in charge of the Veteran Service Office. They do so much for our veterans in this community. I can't say enough about them. They bring in a county department, brings in around $4 million a year. In other words, they bring in that money.
Right.
Through their helping of veterans and benefits that the veterans are paid for injuries and other things. It's like $4 million a year that comes straight into our county, gets spent in our county. And, but that's, they don't care about that. What they care about is how they can help veterans.
Absolutely. And so what we were just talking about, reducing veteran homelessness.
Yeah.
Troy has agreed to step up because a lot of veterans, that's their first point of stop. Yep. And then he is going to be sending them out the different spokes of that wheel, if you will. So he'll be the point of contact,
mm-hmm,
and then he'll figure out what the needs are to help reduce their homelessness and get them plugged into services, and then start branching them out to other organizations that have specialized services. So it's awesome. Troy's doing a great job.
Super.
Fully support Troy.
We'll be following this. And Alan, I hope that you or Matt or Troy, all three of you, can come in and give us updates on how this
Absolutely.
Is working.
Absolutely.
I know, you know, we've had Jonathan on from Good News Rescue Mission. We've had the Nation's Finest on. We've had other organizations. There's plenty of people that want to help.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's organizing or maybe one-stop shopping. It was like the One Safe Place. At one time, all the services were scattered everywhere, and they put it all under one safe place.
That's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to create, and this is one of the questions I asked Troy, how do veterans that are experiencing homelessness or they've got other issues going on, how do they plug in? So he stood up tall,
uh-huh,
and said, I will be the point of contact. Our office will be, and we will get them into services and plugged in.
So. Super. Great. Okay. Homeless veterans, that's one of the issues. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, where I hung out yesterday and got a great haircut. Never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, but then again, I've only been going there 18 years. What do I know? They were founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Or Subway, if you go back that far. I don't know what it was before Subway. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They use the razor around your ears and your neck and all that. And just a great haircut. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. And you can work like that, or you just walk in. And if they've got an opening, you get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last strong. And if you ever got haircuts, Davey, I know. But if you ever did, I'd pay for it if you went down there to Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Alan Long, District 2 Supervisor.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
We're together. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you got like halfway through the show, say, yeah, I want to hear the rest of it, just go to KCNR1460.com. Go to the archives. Just go to our programming. Hit Free Fire Radio. See our archives. You can go in and listen to all of our shows. In fact, if you have enough courage, go back the 316 pages to our first show. It was a disaster. You think this is messed up at times. You should have seen our first couple of shows. Anyway, hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, Ready and Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state. You might want to look at those federal rebates quickly, because I think they're going away. But local and state, we still have them. Okay, I'm here with Alan Long, District 2 Supervisor. We've talked about, you know, his background, which was cool. We talked about the Zero Homeless Program, and I may have gotten the wrong name. But it's starting with getting the homeless veterans, finding them homes, getting them off the street, get them back in society. I'm going to switch you right over to the jail. I laugh now when I say jail, because everybody, you know, kind of chortles in a sad way. But the sheriff introduced something else. and kind of what's the name of the program?
Alternative custody program,
which seems very doable. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. It's one of the goals that I had becoming a supervisor was to build a new correctional facility, and financing is very tight for that. It doesn't fit the models right now, but we're in negotiations currently with the city of Reading, and I can't get into a lot of that.
Yeah, sure.
That's still ongoing, but it's a 90-acre campus down on the southwest side of our city,
mm-hmm.
and it's an awesome piece of property. It's got riverfront, so the sheriff would be able to run boats, his boat patrol, right off the facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 90-acre parcel, and 45 acres would be separated out for the eventual construction of our new jail facility. So in the interim, we're going to be able to hold people that are committing criminal activity in our community accountable for their criminal actions, which is what we don't have for the lower level offenders right now. It's a revolving door,
uh-huh.
and so I'm very much in favor of this, very supportive of this, and it's a step toward the eventual building of our new jail facility, and it's a great expansion of.
Now, these people, that way I understand it, will be going to this rehabilitation thing. They are not in jail, but they are they ordered to go here?
Yes, and
do they have like ankle bracelets and those kind of things?
Yes, absolutely.
Because they're not in the jail.
No, this is not a custody program.
Right.
This will be an accountability program and a rehabilitative program, which is not currently offered. So there is a current alternative custody program. This would be greatly expanded. So there are about 100 to 150 participants in this program currently,
mm-hmm.
and they just go to job sites and work off their sentence for the accountability portion of it. This will be a different concept, and up to about a third of our jail population will be eligible for this new program. So that will, if they are put into this,
pull
them out of the jail and free up jail space for very serious offenders. And this could be a stopgap measure, a bridge to our eventuality of a new jail facility. And this is a great program. And so it's
now, from what I understand, I'm sorry for interrupting, but from what I understand is that it's going to be, and we talk about accountability, but we also talk about them in training, that they'll be trained in jobs.
Correct.
And be able then be able to go out to Shasta College. I heard, I don't know if that's true, but at one point, the jail had one of those programs. Some of the inmates were going out to Shasta College, but it would teach them a trade or at least get them a start on the trade. Is that true?
True, that is true, and that is what distinguishes the new program from the current existing alternative mm-hmm. custody program. This is going to be somewhat rehabilitative vocational training for culinary, firefighting. There's a whole variety of things that they'll receive training as a portion of their day, and then they'll also have their service to work off whatever crime they've committed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an awesome thing where the campus will include Hill Country, HHSA, mental health. They're all interested mm-hmm. in participating in this process and maybe constructing some of the buildings that are part of this campus.
Sure. So you've got them there, and they've got the counseling. You've got
right.
training. And what you're doing is you're getting it's very hard for them, from what I understood, show up every day. I mean,
well,
you get up and you have to go someplace.
And you know, the thing is that they're talking about putting a RABA bus station uh-huh. right there on campus.
Oh,
so there's no excuse to try to get there's the full ability to get to the campus
uh-huh.
to start your tour. And the nice thing about this isn't just a free for all. They will have ankle monitoring bracelets.
All of them?
That's my understanding.
That's what I understood too.
Yeah.
Because if they decide they don't want to show up, guess what? You just go back to jail.
And you go back to jail. And the sheriff will have room in the jail because they have, you know, freed up, you know, a third of the people will be eligible for this program.
Do they live out there?
No.
They live someplace else.
Correct.
So is that going to be a problem? For housing, these guys were prisoners. They come out, and they've gotten into this program because maybe they've seen the light, or maybe some of them are taking that easier way out, but it works. But
well, this program is going to be one where it's not like, oh, once you're in the program, you're going to stay always, because if they fail the program, it's going to be regimented, it's going to be strict, and it will increase our accountability in the community for criminal activity, and that's an awesome thing, and it will help them get the services to make them successful, so you don't have recidivism. And another thing I'd like to mention is that Supervisor Plummer, the sheriff, and I have met with, and I won't say the organization correctly currently, but they run a program, and they've set up probably 19 or 20 programs statewide, and we could possibly incorporate this in. And basically what it is the last 9 to 12 months of a prison sentence, for substance abuse folks and others. They can go into a program, and if we can get that built into maybe this campus, then it's also geared toward rehabilitation. And they've found through studies that there's about a 50% reduction in recidivism for people that are able to go through the training, figure out what the root problems of their of their criminal activity was, and then try to rehabilitate somewhat and get them back out into the community successfully.
This one you all met with, this foundation, which, by the way, was published.
Okay.
Matt sent it out.
Matt sent it out.
But
okay.
They said that a Stanford study showed that people who participated in this program for at least 9 months experienced a 92% reduction in recidivism.
92. I had heard 50%. I met with the officials, and we were looking at very successful projects that they have that they're in the works of.
But they have to be in it for like 9 months. Right. So this is one way. One, we can take out 100 people out of the – how many people can go through this, by the way?
Go through which portion?
Your corrections and rehabilitation campus. How many people can you put on there?
Well, what they anticipate is that currently in the program there's about 100 to 150 that are participating. This could go up to 300 to 500 inmates, essentially, that are going through this program. And we will be working – That's a big number. And you know what? The beauty
of
this.
These are people that have been in trouble in the system. They're not the felony guys out there killing people, but they're the ones that break into your cars and.
Absolutely.
You know, other
quality
things
of life
like
crimes.
Quality of life crimes, which the police are just getting going full bore on.
Absolutely.
Which is funny enough to, it's kind of a catch 22. You're arresting them, but you have to turn them loose. But if you have something like this, then you can take them and maybe put them in a different direction. And if you get like 50% of them, 25% of them that get through the program, the whole program, their recidivism rate is so low. If you could do that every year, it's wonderful.
We're holding people accountable.
That's
very
the big thing.
Very, very important. So that people know that if you're going to commit the crime, you're going to have to answer for your actions.
Do you see school classes in there, education classes, like on simple things like writing,
absolutely,
arithmetic?
They're going to work with
day-to-day
them
stuff like that.
On personal finances and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's kind of a wraparound 360-degree attempt to try to rehabilitate wherever possible. And if they don't want to rehabilitate and they're not going to go along with the program, they go back to jail. So this is a win-win in my book, and it's something that the state of California has actually gotten behind or tried to get behind. So there was a lot of support and
hopefully we can keep them out of it.
Yeah, well,
for money,
Senator Dolley and Heather Hadwick, Assemblywoman, they brought forward something to the state, and the state is interested in this because of the rehabilitative program. They're not interested in building new jails, we all know. But so we're going to have to figure that out.
But the rehabilitation things, they've hung their hat on this.
Yes,
and if you show them a well thought out plan, how it's going to happen. I could see where they could get behind that.
And they were. And the funding dried up as the state has got issues. And so Senator Megan Dolley and Heather Hadwick will bring this forward again next year. They've committed to doing that already. So this will come back.
How much do you think that campus would cost to build? something like this, because it doesn't have to meet the requirements of a jail facility at all. You're just talking about classrooms, essentially classrooms, and maybe mechanical, bays where you can put in some tools and things like that.
We're gonna get a great value for the dollar. Not sure the exact amount of what the facility would cost, but mm-hmm. we've got $24 million that has been set aside for our corrections, and that won't build a jail.
No,
honestly. So, I think the $24 million will more than take care of this campus that we're talking about. So we've got the funding sources.
Well, how does the board? Okay, we got to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to ask you this: how's the rest of the board feel about this? And we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th with two matinees on July 20th and 27th and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Billy Bob. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. And Thursday. Now, as we slide into Friday, it's not like Tuesday, 8:50 in the morning. the 24th of July. We've been talking about the car fire in this, but our guest is Alan Long, who is the second district supervisor here and the border supervisor. And we're talking about the Corrections Rehabilitation Campus. It's a great idea, and I can't wait to see what happens with this. But my question was when I left was, what kind of support, because it takes three, to move forward with something like this?
Well, I can only speak for my one vote, but I, in conversations and my gut feeling, the board is entirely in support of this.
Good.
That's my
good
feeling. And
just from hearing people talk, because I know you can't discuss it.
Yeah, I can't.
More than one person.
It gets a little bit, yeah, we're under the Brown Act stuff.
Yeah.
And we can. But, you know, that's interesting with the Brown Act. You bring that up. The Brown Act allows us to talk about fact among more than one supervisor. It doesn't allow us to talk about what our vote will be. There's a distinction there. It's a little bit technical.
You can talk about a subject, but you can't talk about voting.
Yes.
So could you have three of you out for lunch? Can you talk about something?
Well, that's a tricky area because Brown Act is generally two people. That's why when you have ad hoc committees and some of those things, you only have two supervisors on a committee because
we can have two supervisors in here, but we can't have three.
They're not violating. Yeah, exactly. They're not violating Brown Act. And there is full ability. And we've done it many times where all the supervisors can be gathered in one location sitting at a table for whatever event. That's not a Brown Act violation either. We're just not supposed to talk shop. And if you really start to nuance it out, what the technicality of Brown Act is, that we're not actually supposed to talk about what we're going to do, because that's public business. For transparency must be conducted in a public setting with very few exceptions.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that all goes. But if you really get down into the weeds, technically we can talk about facts on whatever an issue is, and that doesn't violate Brown Act. It's only when you start to give an indication of where you're going to go with that at a time of a vote.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? That's another one of the 100 reasons I will never run for office.
The
main one, of course, is Linda threatening to beat me with a hose.
Smart woman.
And good friends who have been in the office. Did I actually hear that you were thinking? I said, no, I would never think about it out loud. And he says, good, because I'd bring a baseball bat over to your house and beat you until it got out of your head.
I've had those same conversations, just so you know.
Because politics have changed so much. I know I talked to somebody that ran for office and spent thousands of dollars on a background investigation of their opponent. And I'm like, what?
Right.
Why?
Right.
You know, why? I mean, this is Shasta County.
Well, my opinion is, what do we have jurisdiction over?
Yeah.
We have plenty of issues that are very significant. We've been talking about two of them.
Right.
That fall within our jurisdiction to actually be able to change things.
Be able to do something.
And do something about them. Let's not get sidetracked on all kinds of national issues that we have no control over. Let's keep this board local, and let's make this a better community for our people, myself included.
Well, that's it. I mean, you've lived here. And,
right.
And that's the thing. And there isn't a person on the board or the city council that I don't think loves this, loves where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe they think they're really doing their very best for what they want for the county or the city.
Right.
Some of that makes sense to me, but, you know, or for the city or the county. Okay, we've got like 4 minutes. What do you want to see happening? I mean, we've already talked about two big things, so let's move on from that. What's another big thing you'd like to see happen, Alan?
Okay, so I was invited to join the board, and I am now an ex officio member of the Shasta Fire Safe Council.
Oh, yeah.
It was a board that Mary Rickert was instrumental in getting formed back in the day.
Mary's battles with wolves now.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Come on, that's true. Come on. Anyway.
So, Yeah, being on that board now, it's because fire is an issue that is deeply concerning to me in my district.
All of us talked about
it. And trying to get as much as we can with any kind of a funding source to help with fuels reduction, mitigation, fire breaks, and all those activities. So that's hugely important to me. And I'm working hard, and now I'm involved with we've got Prop 1 funding and some of the different things that are available for fire fuels mitigation grants, and it goes on and on. I could talk to you for an hour
about
that.
Well, you know, but at some point we will, because I just saw we've got a neighborhood here in Redding that is going to, you know, it's a fire-safe neighborhood. They've got like 18 houses involved in this thing.
It's called a FireWise community.
FireWise, okay.
Yeah, and I've introduced that into the Centerville area, those conversations, trying to get that. And that's a home hardening program, if people don't understand what that is, and fuels mitigation and home hardening. And the beauty to that is if we ever, because the insurance, fire insurance everybody is catastrophic right now. It's getting very expensive if you can even get insured and you're not ending up on the FAIR plan and those kinds of things. But I think that when communities start getting into the FireWise arena and they start home hardening and doing all those different things, they will be the first in line to get reinsured. I can't promise that, of course, but I'm not in the insurance
business. It should
be.
And one of the things they talk about is if you can show the insurance company, look what I've done. I have cleared 100 yards around my house.
Exactly.
There's nothing touching my house. I've taken away that wooden deck and put another type of deck on it. I don't have a wooden fence. It seems like that should make a difference and mitigate.
It absolutely should. And I attended a seminar, a breakout seminar at a conference down, a legislation conference down in Sacramento. And Ricardo Lara, who's the insurance commissioner. Are we out of time?
No. Oh. I just want him to bring me in. Can you bring me in my green book, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, Ricardo Lara, who's the state insurance commissioner, he was leading this session that I was in attendance of, and they were talking about exactly what you're saying, which is they're starting to drill down into property specific for insurance purposes, and what have you done to make your home hardening, and what have you done to reduce fuels mitigation, all that kind of stuff, and you might be insured and your neighbor might not. So that's important.
It is. You know, there's so much that can be done, but it takes money. And this is everybody agrees we've got to mitigate, clear out the brush. I mean, we could have 100 cogen plants, frankly, up here in Northern California, providing electricity and helping to prevent future fires. And it just isn't happening.
Absolutely.
It's beyond your all's purview, much of it. But in Shasta County.
But there are some things that my being involved with the Fire Safe Council now, I'm in the middle of meetings. So we just had a quarterly fuels reduction meeting, and it happens obviously quarterly. And you had all the players there. You had Forest Service. You had BLM couldn't make it, but you have the Fire Safe Council for Shasta County. Excuse me.
We're running out of time here, but are you seeing like moving forward in reducing fuels?
Well, we've got a large, it was out of the car fire. And so I've been working with McConnell, who is administering FEMA funds that are supposed have been a little bit delayed getting to us.
Yeah.
And that's at the final stage of the Office of Budget Management through FEMA. And so I'm very, very excited about that funding finally becoming
to work. Well, you're going to have to come back, Alan, and because this is your bailiwick. But I want to have, of course, all the supervisors on, you know, and try to and all that. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Chris McKillum's going to come on. We're going to be seeing a new show here, I believe, on KCNR called Behind the Badge.